I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Tuesday, January 31st. We're talking about who else is losing their jobs over a violent arrest in Memphis and what the ex-officers are now saying about it all. Also, the Biden administration's new plans for COVID-19 and birth control. Plus, what is going on at the Dallas Zoo? Monkeys are now the latest animals to go missing. Which two streaming services are joining forces? And what scientists are hoping to learn from an extremely rare space rock? Those stories and more news coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy today. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Fallout keeps growing from a deadly traffic stop in Memphis. We already told you about the five, now former police officers, who were fired and charged with murder over the death of Tyre Nichols. Well, now, two more police officers were put on leave, plus two EMTs and a fire department lieutenant lost their jobs. Prosecutors say more charges could follow. An investigation apparently found the two EMTs didn't properly assess Nichols after he was pepper sprayed, beaten, and kicked by police officers. And the lieutenant never even got out of the fire truck. Now, some members of Nichols' family are calling for everyone who was there that night to be charged with a crime. For now, police say the five ex-officers charged with murder were the only ones who actually assaulted Nichols. But lawyers for the Nichols family are questioning whether that's the only reason more officers haven't been charged yet, since one of them who interacted with Nichols the night of his beating but hasn't been charged is white, while all five who were arrested are black. Meanwhile, lawyers for those who were charged say they didn't mean for Tyre Nichols to die. And one said his client was also a victim of the system he worked within. Remember, the ex-officers were part of a specialized team patrolling high-crime areas in Memphis that has since been disbanded. Today, the Nichols family is going to be talking with people who say they were also targeted by the same police unit before Tyre Nichols' death. Stay tuned. Tens of millions of Americans are now in the midst of a dangerous ice storm. The National Weather Service is forecasting several rounds of freezing rain and sleet in the southern plains and mid-south. There could be more than half an inch of ice that builds up over parts of Texas and Arkansas, but that's just where the worst of it is expected. Overall, an icy mix is expected across at least 15 states, from Texas to Kentucky. Meteorologists say it will certainly lead to tree damage and power outages, and travel could be nearly impossible in some areas. Already, thousands of flights have been delayed or canceled because of the icy weather, mostly out of DFW and Dallas Love Field airports, and several people got into crashes on the roads. This storm is expected to last through at least tomorrow, but might linger until Thursday. It's another busy week for former President Trump's lawyers. New York prosecutors reportedly convened a new grand jury to hear evidence in an investigation that dates back to the 2016 presidential campaign. These prosecutors are looking into whether Trump had a role in paying hush money to an adult film actress to keep her quiet about an alleged affair she had with the former president. The New York Times cites sources who say they're laying the groundwork for potential criminal charges against Trump in the coming months, that they've contacted officials from the the Trump campaign and subpoenaed phone records and other documents. Already, Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, pleaded guilty to federal charges for actually making those hush money payments. He says former President Trump just paid him back through his company, which would be considered falsifying business records, a felony in New York. But Trump has said he did nothing wrong. He chalks the whole investigation up to a partisan witch hunt. If Trump were convicted in this case, he would face up to 4 years in prison. Meanwhile, former President Trump is suing a well-known journalist. He filed a lawsuit against Bob Woodward yesterday because when Woodward interviewed Trump for his book, he recorded their conversations, and those recordings were published in Woodward's audiobook. Trump says that violates his rights and copyright interests, so he's seeking $50 million in damages. Woodward and his publishing company say the law is in their favor, though, since Trump agreed to have the interviews recorded on the record. Plus, they say it's in the public interest to have a historical record in the former president's own words. To be continued. There's a new proposal that could make it easier for women to get free birth control under the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare. When Obamacare first came out, it actually did require free birth control coverage. But later, the Trump administration added an exception to that rule, saying employers, colleges, or insurance companies wouldn't have to offer it if they cite moral or religious reasons. Now, the Biden administration says it plans to do away with the exception for moral reasons. It would keep the religious one in, but says if women work for a company or go to a school that claims that exception and they want birth control, there will be a new way for them to get it for free, too, through certain providers. The Health and Human Services Department thinks this will impact more than 125,000 American workers. The public now has 2 months to comment on the change before the new rule is finalized. The White House says it finally has plans to end the two national emergencies put in place because of COVID-19, and it'll happen in May. This is the end of an era, since the public health emergency was first declared in January of 2020 and the national emergency 2 months later. So what does this mean exactly? Well, for starters, the vaccines won't be free for Americans anymore, since the government won't be paying for them. At-home COVID-19 tests won't be free either. Hospitals will stop getting extra payments for treating COVID-19 patients, and the flexibility they've been given in a lot of areas, like bed capacity, billing procedures, and certain reporting requirements, will go away. Perhaps the most controversial part of ending the emergencies? It would mean the end of Title 42. That's been letting authorities at the U.S.-Mexico border turn most undocumented adults away without giving them an asylum hearing in the name of public health. If the emergencies do go away, so will Title 42, even though there's a case about it pending in the Supreme Court. Biden administration officials say they want to gradually get rid of the emergencies before totally pulling the plug in May. But some Republicans in Congress want the emergencies to end immediately. So today, the House is planning to vote on a resolution to do that. It's unclear if the Senate will take it up, though. More news is still coming up, but first, let's take a quick break for our sponsor, Stitch Fix. Ever wonder how celebrities always seem so put together and stylish? Well, they usually have a personal stylist who takes their preferences and the latest trends into consideration. With Stitch Fix, you can get the celebrity treatment and personalized style results from real stylists who work with you to create the perfect wardrobe for you. All you need to do is answer a few questions about where you typically like to shop, what you like to wear, and your price range. I've actually used Stitch Fix and love the sweater that I got. I never would have chosen it on my own, but now I wear it all the time. And your regular host, Erica Mandy, wanted me to tell you that her favorite sweater for the last 2 years is also from Stitch Fix. Plus, her newest boots and purse came from Stitch Fix that are the perfect addition to so many outfits. And right now, Stitch Fix is offering the Newsworthy listeners $20 off their first fix at stitchfix.com/newsworthy. That's stitchfix.com/newsworthy for $20 off today. stitchfix.com/newsworthy. For the third time in a month, there's been a suspicious incident at the Dallas Zoo. This time, two Emperor Tamarin monkeys disappeared from their enclosure, and police think someone took them. As we mentioned, this is just the latest in an unprecedented string of mysteries at the Dallas Zoo. First, a clouded leopard went missing because police say someone purposely cut her enclosure open. She was found on zoo property later in the day. Then, an endangered vulture was found dead with what's been called an unusual injury. Zookeepers say they don't think it was a natural death. Now, it's the Emperor Tamarin monkeys missing. The zoo wasn't open when they disappeared because of bad weather, but once again, police found someone had cut open their habitat. So far, it's not clear if any of these incidents are connected, but police are investigating while the zoo increases its security. It looks like there will be one less streaming service soon. Showtime is going to be integrated into Paramount Plus later this year, and the standalone Showtime app will no longer be available. So the only app you'll be able to get will be Paramount Plus with Showtime. What used to be the Showtime channel on your TV will also be called Paramount Plus with Showtime. All the popular Showtime shows like Billions and Dexter will still be available, but expect the popular Paramount Plus spin-offs of series like Yellowstone and Criminal Minds to be added. The company hasn't announced pricing for the new combined streaming platform yet, so stay tuned. Electric vehicles are getting a little less expensive. Ford just cut the price of its Mustang Mach-E electric SUV by as much as $6,000. And just a couple of weeks ago, Tesla cut prices on most of its models available in the U.S., some by as much as $13,000. That makes many models eligible for a $7,500 tax credit. It also brings these electric vehicles much closer to the cost of their gas-powered counterparts. A standard Ford Mach-E now runs about $46,000, whereas Tesla's lowest-priced model was cut to about $44,000. Kelley Blue Book says the average car sold for about $45,000 last year, EV or not, but that average could start to go down. Some auto industry consultants say after moves from Tesla and Ford, other companies will be forced to trim their EV prices as well, just to stay competitive. It's a discovery for the ages. Scientists say they found an extremely rare meteorite in Antarctica that contains some of the oldest material in the solar system. We're talking material from billions of years ago. Reports say the meteorite likely came from the main asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. It's about the size of a bowling ball, but about twice as heavy. It weighs 17 pounds. Scientists are hoping to use it to learn more about the evolution of the solar system. The meteorite was sent to Belgium for chemical analysis. Meanwhile, scientists are already planning their next trips to Antarctica to search for more. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, here's Erica from before she got sick to tell you about today's other sponsor.
It is a new year, and I'm always open to new style trends, but I also don't have the time, energy, or money to buy a whole new wardrobe every season. And that's why I love Rothy's shoes. I love that I can feel chic and trendy with Rothy's and yet can wear them for years. And when I am ready for something new, Rothy's has tons of options that I feel good about wearing since they're also sustainable. Each style is knit to shape with their sustainable signature thread made from recycled materials, which also makes them soft and flexible. Whether your style is classic neutrals or trendy yet timeless pops of color, Rothy's has you covered. And don't just take my word for it. Rothy's has 41,000 five-star reviews and counting. People magazine named The Point the best flat for the first ever style awards. And Self magazine gave Rothy's original slip-on sneaker the title of best slip-on sneaker. So for stylish and comfortable shoes, shop Rothy's. Get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothys, rothys.com/newsworthy.
Now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, what sport is dubbed the king of sports? You can answer the question and play along on Instagram. Find and follow us at NewsworthyPod. Just look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, who was the first man to fly solo and nonstop across the Atlantic? The answer is Charles Lindbergh. He flew from Long Island, New York to Paris, France in 1927. The flight took him 33 and a half hours. Most planes at the time weren't equipped to make that long of a trip without needing to stop to fuel up. So Lindbergh flew a custom plane with a longer fuselage and longer wingspan, and the plane was reinforced to accommodate the weight of extra fuel. The gas tank was so big, he couldn't see through the windshield and had to rely on instruments to guide him. But Lindbergh made it and landed to an ecstatic crowd in Paris. Then, when he returned to New York City, an estimated 4 million people came out for a ticker tape parade in his honor. Thank you for listening today. I know Erica is hoping her voice will be back in time for tomorrow's episode, but either way, be sure to join us again for another news roundup. Until then, have a great day.